Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins and Chief Cody at the scene of a sudden emergency, the one known to the fire department as Emergency 99. But before we reach the spot, there is time for this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the courtyard of the fire department training school, where the square brick drill tower rises high in the air. Chief Cody and his guest, Miss Jenny Garland, have just watched a demonstration of ladder work by Tim Collins and the other men in the promotional school. And just a moment ago, you remember, Chief Cody received a message and said...
Miss Garland, you said you wanted to see the boys in action?
Yes, Chief, I do. It's just what I need for the magazine article I'm writing about your fire department.
Well, you'll see plenty of action in a minute. Just watch this. Collins.
Yes, sir.
Keep that ladder crew together. You're going to have a chance to show what you can do.
Oh, you want us to demonstrate that rescue again, Chief? Hello, Miss Garland.
Hello, Private Collins.
Collins, we have an emergency.
A trouble, sir?
Right around the corner. Emergency 99.
99? Hey, you men.
Yes, sir.
Emergency 99. Stand 99. By to man the ladder. Where, Chief, and how high?
Scene of the emergency is the first big tree, Collins, right around the corner.
Yes, sir.
Victim is 30 feet up, refuses to come down.
Oh, she'll come down when we get there, sir. All hands, sir. Stand by to carry that 45-foot ladder. Ready? Hut! High! Rocky! Lead off! Swing right through the gate! Hup, hup. Come on, I'm the devil! Let's go!
But, Chief Cody, they're laughing. What's so funny about an emergency?
This is 99, Miss Garland. We call it Emergency 99 because it happens 99 times a week.
What is it? What kind of emergency?
Somebody's cat is up a tree and won't come down.
Oh, of all things. And people call the fire department for that?
Every time. So come on if you want to see Hooksy Collins in action.
Chief Cody and Jenny Garland reach the corner in time to see Tim Collins order his ladder crew to a halt at the edge of a crowd gathered beneath a tall tree. Children, passers-by, women in aprons from nearby houses... The crowd is strangely silent.
Great blazing blisters.
Oh, dear. Chief Cody, there's somebody up in that tree. There's a boy up there, way up in those branches.
This may turn out to be serious after all.
Poor boy. He's clinging to that tree as if... Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, no, it can't be. I left him at the hotel.
Who? What are you talking about?
It is. It's Davy. It's my brother. Oh, no.
Well, hold on there. Don't call his name.
But my brother, he'll fall. He'll be hurt.
Miss Garland, keep your head. If you startle him, he will fall. Oh. His only chance is to hang on, just as he's doing.
But I've got to. I must. Oh, what can I do if anything happens to Davy?
Just leave it to Collins, Miss Garland. And don't make a sound. Now, look. Collins is keeping the crowd quiet. Right, there goes a ladder. Yeah, with hardly a sound.
All right, steady that ladder, boys. All right, now run up the extension. That's it. Now, ease the ladder into place. Don't jar that branch. Don't jar that branch. He might lose his grip. All right. Now, steady, all. I'm going up. All right, hang on tight, boy. Yeah, you're a smart kid. You're going to be all right. Smart to keep your eyes closed. No, you don't have to talk. You don't have to move. This is the fire department, son. We'll take care of you.
I can't look. I'll have to jump before I fall.
You're not going to fall. Now, just hang on to that tree. Now, I'm going to put my arm around you, but you hang on just the same. There. Now, I'm holding you. That's right. Hang on. Now, let me have your foot. Easy now. Easy. You can't fall. I'm holding you. Yeah, one foot on the ladder. Now, the other one. Come on, relax. That's it. Let me plant your foot on this ladder. There. Now, let go of the tree.
I can't let go.
Oh, you feel my arm around you? You can't fall. Not a chance. You're safe, boy.
I know, but my arms won't let go.
All right. No hurry. What's your name, son?
Davy. My name is Davy. I'm Davy Garland. I can't let go.
Davy Garland? Well, what do you know? Are you any relation to Miss Jenny Garland? She writes for magazines, you know.
Jenny's my sister. She brought me with her this trip. I was supposed to stay at the hotel, but I went for a walk. Hey.
Huh?
How did you get me on this ladder?
You got to talking and forgot to be scared. That's the secret, Davy. You can do anything if you forget to be scared.
But I feel like falling. I can't climb down the ladder. I'll never get down.
All right, Davy. All right. There's no hurry. While we wait, let me show you something. One of the tricks we firemen use.
A fireman's trick?
Uh-huh. Now, see, I'm standing right behind you. You feel my arms under yours?
You're holding me up.
Uh-huh. Relax your grip and see. There. See what I mean? You're hanging right on my arms when you let go. And when we start down, I'll keep on holding you.
But then we'll both fall together.
Oh, not a chance. Now look what happens when we step down to the next rung. Now, come on, just drop one foot.
Like this.
That's it. You feel how I guide your foot to the next rung?
Hey, you made my foot go right where it should. How did you do that?
All right, I'll show you. Now, come on, Davy, drop your other foot.
This is easy.
That's it. Now, one after another, just like going downstairs backwards. And another.
Oh.
And another.
Steady, Miss Garland. Just a moment more. Collins is walking and talking him down to safety. Oh. There. That does it. They're on the ground. Collins, bring that boy over here.
Oh, dear. I feel as if I were up in that tree myself. Just going to fall.
Miss Garland, look what I picked up for you up in that tree.
Oh.
Davy, you recognize this young lady?
Oh, hi, sis. What are you doing here? Did you see me on the ladder?
Davy, how could you?
Oh, I forgot. I was supposed to stay at the hotel, but honest, sis, I didn't know what to do with myself. It got so tiresome and...
Davy, I'm so glad you're safe. I can't even scold you, but...
Oh, up in that tree. I thought I was a goner.
No, don't let it bother you, Davy. Anybody gets dizzy if he's not used to climbing.
You're not the first one we've had to bring down the ladder that way, son.
Next time, any cat that wants to can stay up in a tree forever before I go after him.
The funny thing is that cats usually come down when they're good and ready. We just go after them sometimes because people get worried and keep pestering the poor cats until they're afraid to come down.
Well, ma'am, I guess you want to take Davy back to your hotel. Collins, you'd better pick up and get back to the drill yard with your ladder crew.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but how can we thank you? Private Collins, you saved my brother's life.
All in the day's work, Miss Garland. All right, boys.
All right.
Stand by to carry that ladder.
Oh, Chief Cody, don't let him rush away.
He's on duty, ma'am. He's doing his job.
Now, take care of yourself, Davy. And keep out of those treetops until you grow a couple of wings.
Well, you bet, Mr. Collins.
But please, Hupsy.
Pick up that ladder. Hup, hup. All right, Rocky, lead off. So long, Miss Garland.
Oh, dear, there's so much I wanted to ask him.
Hmm?
For my magazine article, Chief Cody. You've shown me the whole fire department. But a man like that fighting fire every day... Just think how he could help me with my notes.
Yes, I see what you mean. You're leaving the city tomorrow, you said.
Tonight would be my last chance to go over my notes with Private Collins.
And that story you're writing, that's going to be a big thing for the department. Well, Miss Garland, as chief, I think it can be arranged. Now, you and Davy go back to your hotel. I'll see what I can do.
Did Chief Cody call Davy?
No, he didn't, sis. You're sure Mr. Collins is coming?
I know he is.
Well, how do you know?
Chief Cody promised. He should be here any minute, Davy.
Well, I'll answer it.
No, Davy. This is Miss Garland.
Is it Mr. Collins, Jenny?
Oh, yes, please. Ask him to come right up to our suite.
May I stay here?
No, David. He's going to help me with my notes. Why don't you go to the next room? I'll call you when we're through working.
Jenny, I will not. I want to see him again. It was my life he saved, wasn't it?
Well, maybe for just a minute.
Oh, here he is. Come in, Mr. Collins.
So Davy Garland will have a chance to talk again with his hero, Tim Collins, in the hotel apartment high above the city, to which Chief Cody has sent Tim for a conference with the visiting writer, Miss Jenny Garland. For the outcome of that conference, be sure to listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. And now, in just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell all you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with another item to add to that list you're keeping. Our brigade list of common fire causes. So write this down. Poor housekeeping. Now, that doesn't mean that there's dust on the furniture. It means we let papers and rubbish pile up, and we leave cleaning fluids and paint uncovered so that dangerous fumes can escape. Now, these are fire hazards under the heading of poor housekeeping. And poor housekeeping causes fire. Remember that. And so long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.